My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Jonathan Schanzer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. We are on the eve of an event, 30 years, the mass killing in Buenos Aires by bombers unknown against the Jewish Community Center. There had been an attack on the Israeli embassy earlier in the decade, but this is 20th century business that has not been resolved in the 21st century. I bring it up immediately because there's long been strong indication that Hezbollah lost these attacks, that Hezbollah remains complicit in threatening more attacks, especially in Buenos Aires. There was also the mysterious death of Alberto Niesman, prosecutor in Buenos Aires, who was charged with investigating the AMIA bombing and dead in his room, said to be suicide the night before he was to testify about his conclusions. Again, Hezbollah was mentioned but never proved. I start there, Jonathan, because is this an event that Jerusalem, given the war, I understand, is noting as a very strong indication that Hezbollah has been a predatory to Israel for decades and that it's time to resolve it?
Yeah, John, I mean, no doubt about it. Hezbollah and Iran have been working together in Latin America. I have a colleague by the name of Emanuele Ottolenghi, who's done a lot of work documenting the influence of Iran and Hezbollah throughout the Southern Hemisphere. The AMIA bombing was probably the most brazen of Iran's attacks, operations in Latin America. That was a devastating attack that led to, I think, the death of, if I'm not mistaken, it was 86 people, and another 300 or so were wounded as a result of the attack. Has its fingerprints all over this, as does Iran, even though it was an organization called Ansar Allah that ultimately took responsibility back then. You know, as far as Niesman is concerned, the prosecutor who had all of this very damning evidence that he had been collecting about the complicity of the Argentinian government working with the likes of Iran and Hezbollah, it was devastating when he was killed back in 2015. It was very clearly not a suicide. He had been preparing to really unleash on the government. And I think that there are a lot of people in the Southern Hemisphere who believe that it was the government itself or elements within the government of Argentina that carried this out, but perhaps with the assistance of the Iranians or. But suffice it to say, we've been watching this for many years. Latin America is a place where Hezbollah has been operating freely. They're involved with narco-terrorists. They're raising money down in the tri-border area, as it's known. They move weapons, they move drugs, and they move cash. It's a very important part of Hezbollah's operations down there.
Going north to Lebanon, Nasrallah threatens to fire rockets at Israeli areas not yet targeted by Hezbollah. We've heard from the general secretary of Hezbollah. Why now? What is moving him to make a threat that seems obvious?
Well, this, John, is an extension of what we've been watching and you and I have talked about now for weeks. We've seen thousands of attacks launched by Hezbollah into Israel since the war really began. I mean, on October 8th of last year, one day after Hamas's initial assault, Hezbollah has been heavily involved in this war. They've made it a two-front war, if not a larger one than that. The difference in recent weeks is that Israel appears to have gained the edge over Hamas, and they are very actively weighing their options as it relates to a potential full-on war in the north. And so Israel has taken the initiative. It has taken out a number of senior operatives. There's been more than 350, by my count, senior Hezbollahis killed in the course of this battle, as well as some significant assets for weaponry and other infrastructure that Hezbollah wanted to keep, and they've lost. So now as we watch the temperature rise, I get the sense that it's a lot of bravado on the part of Nasrallah. But I do have to say, I'm concerned. It does appear that Hezbollah and Iran, and perhaps the broader axis, the Iranian axis across the region, the Shiite militias in Iraq and Syria, the Houthis in Yemen, they are considering a wider multi-front war against Israel, while Israel considers widening the war in the north. It is a dangerous crossroads where we sit right now, John. Lots of things can happen. Many of them chaotic, and we are just waiting to see which way this thing breaks.
Jonathan Schanzer, Vice President of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Bachelor.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menard. Spite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Add color to your home's exterior with LED outdoor string lights. They're perfect for holidays or get-togethers, and they can be scheduled to automatically turn on or off. View our entire selection of Fight Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting and confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. Not flashy, just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MACK25.
Hey guys, have you heard of Goldbelly? It's this amazing site where they ship the most iconic, famous foods from restaurants across the country, anywhere, nationwide. I've never found a more perfect gift than food. Goldbelly ships Chicago deep dish pizza, New York bagels, Maine lobster rolls, and even Ina Garten's famous cakes. So, if you're looking for a gift for the food lover in your life, head to goldbelly.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code GIFT. That's goldbelly.com, promo code GIFT.